Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. Just the other day, the city of Tshwane's mayor was celebrating 100 days in office, and she did promise that after that, you remember she had a plan. After 100 days, she will come back to report on some of the gains and maybe some misses. She is on the line with us. Mayor of Tshwane, city of Tshwane, thank you so much for making time for us. Mayor Moya, thank you. Dr. Moya, thank you for making time for us. Good evening.
Good evening, Sisi, and good evening to the listeners at home, and thank you for having me.
You know, one has to start here. Being the head of a multi-party mayoral committee, we have seen in previous years how difficult it has been. How has it been for yourself and the many other political parties in putting your heads down and trying to get the work done in the city of Tshwane?
I think from day one, when we announced that we're going to be a coalition, there was a lot of doubt about the parties that are in the coalition and whether we can gel and work together. But I can honestly say we have actually pulled together towards, making not only the coalition work, but all of us, we just had the hunger to just do something to make the city better. So we've been very much working in unison. We've been united. Our political parties have really been supportive. The leaders of our political parties have really been very supportive. So it hasn't been that tough. Of course, at some point we would bump heads and I think the fortunate part about this coalition in Tshwane is that the people in the mayoral committee are senior leaders in their parties. So I'm not dealing with junior people that don't understand what is it that we have to achieve. So it's actually been fun, by the way. I've had fun. Yeah, among other things, I also had fun.
You know, I just want to point out that you are Dr. Nasipi Moya first before you're a mayor. And the reason I bring this up is because you're somebody who, long before you became the politician that you are now, had focused a lot of your attention in academics and as well as in, you know, local government governance. And you've spent a lot of time there. One can see that when you look at sort of the report that you presented yesterday. And I wonder whether there is tension between you as someone who has worked for a very long time as a governance expert, and the tension between that and being a politician.
Well, I make a joke about it all the time, even to my colleagues in the mayoral committee, that I forget I'm a politician. And I think in the past months, I've leaned a lot on what I know. And I've sort of told the colleagues in the MAKO, you guys know more, you've got a more like sharp political eye, which I don't have. I don't think politically, I think governance-wise. And I think that maybe that's what is strengthening our team, because there's no one who knows it all there. So for me personally, I leaned a lot on the fact that I know the city of Tshwane, I know the legislative processes, I understand how government ought to work, but also I've supported politicians, I've supported a mayor, so I know how to make a team work. So I've leaned on all of that. But when it comes to me, you know, having, you know, there are things that happen and they are political, I just get so bored. I'm like, I don't know, I have no appetite for this. And then my colleagues will then pick up where I can't.
And I want to pick up a little bit on that, because that's where, for me, where the tension lies. You endeavor to try and get better audit outcomes with this new fiscus. But one of the things that the Auditor General highlighted was, consequence management. And I think I remember speaking to you before the December break about the tension that sits between yourselves and, for instance, the unions, where you're trying to manage a situation where there was a tender process that didn't go very well. You started embarking on a disciplinary process and you almost halted because, you know, you had other stakeholders who were pushing back. So that tension must be difficult, because, yes, you're a technocrat, I'll call you that, but there are political tensions also to be managed in what would have been quite a straightforward process.
Yeah, I think what taught me in that process specifically was that we need to be upfront about firstly the facts. And obviously, I mean, from a distance, it looks like it's a political process, but it wasn't. It was actually a process where the accounting officer was supposed to say to us, we've got now the order, you know, to say these five officials must come back to work. What does it mean in terms of your disciplinary code, in terms of what has happened, but also what I must think about as the executive mayor, for instance, is the public interest. And say, if these guys come back, what does it mean to the residents of Hammanskraal, who are looking at us to say, are you for us or you for those officials who've cost us? But also in terms of the coalition itself, how it was managed, it was not an easy one. It was not a straightforward one, was to sit down and say, listen, these are the facts. These are the options. This is this legal counsel that we sought. This is the recommendation that we are putting to the political leadership of the coalition. And obviously, all of us, we must then choose. And it's always a choice, by the way. I always make an example. For instance, I think it was a week after the constitution of the mayoral committee. There was a strike with our Tshwane bus service. Yes. It's one of those departments that you would always get, you know, strikes. And the discussion we're having is to say, so who do we choose? Employees who just down tools without a reason, without informing the employer, or the residents that have been stranded on the road waiting for the buses. And I said to colleagues, whether easy or not, whether it may be political or not, but once you are in this position, you are with the public first. And those are the choices that I think over time we'll get to be, you know, comfortable with and say it's not an easy choice, but it's a choice that needs to be made, or else we'll be continuing the harm that we've been causing as the city to the residents of the city.
You've outlined some priorities, but I just want to stay here with the financial stability priority for a minute. And first of all, ask you how you got residents to pay you during November, Black Friday month, December, you know, December boss month, and January when everybody is trying to get children back to school. I mean, I joke about it, but it's real. Eskom has that problem. Every municipality has had that problem. It's a legacy problem. How did you manage to do that right and get this particular start right?
I may have sounded very confident when I was reporting on it, but I think we truly owe our gratitude to the residents of Tshwane who are trying to do the right thing. And we've got a majority of them in Tshwane. And in fact, when I was talking to another colleague, I said I would be curious to see how other municipalities are performing, especially because we, as you say, these are very difficult months. But what it tells us is that Tshwane has law-abiding citizens that want to do the right thing, that if they've used our services, they want to pay for them. But in return, you must do what you need to do. So I'm not sure if there's a correlation to our efforts to restore service delivery in Tshwane and the reciprocation that we've received from the Tshwane residents. The other thing that we did, which was part of our priorities, was the imbizos that we had. And we laid our case bare to residents that we met, and we made them to understand. And to our shock, residents, even with the magogos with Igrandi, they will tell you, Tina, we don't mind paying. Just do the right thing. You know, don't bill us on estimations. Don't give us bills that we can't, you know, we can't explain to ourselves. But what it shows and what is encouraged for us is that we have citizens and residents of the city that want to do the right thing. And it shows, even though we did not meet our ambitious target.
Was it 95%? Because remember, of the correct billing, was it 95% target?
Yes, and we only got to 90%. So all 90% of the bills that we issued in the 3 months, they were based on actual readings. And we had set ourselves for 95%. And it was because of the interruption during the, obviously, the December holidays, the teams for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, they were not functioning. I think that's what also impacted on us achieving the target. But also the other target that we did not achieve, we said we will collect 4 billion rand. Mm. And you can see that we do average 3.3 billion, even though we still did more than what was forecasted, but it was not ambitiously what we wanted to achieve. But we're not going to let go of that target because now we know where the gaps, we understand now how the system, where the system needs boosting, and that's exactly what we are working on.
So the target, the 95% target that you had placed for yourself, is it because there were more prepaid meters installed, or have you scaled up with the people who are literally going into people's homes to read meters? How did you achieve that?
So that we did both. So we've installed over 3,200 prepaid meters. Mm-hmm. We have installed water meters in many areas, and then we then got to augment that team that goes into the communities to do the actual readings. Mm-hmm. While we were doing that, we're also disconnecting who have connected illegally.
Okay. So you are now sitting at 90% average.
90%. And we have said by end of this financial year, at least we should hover around that 95% to 98%, where now let me explain why it's important.
Yeah.
So we have communities that have not been paying services, as they say to us, since 2016.
Hmm.
So these are the Makokos who are sitting with the bills of over 200,000. Mm. And so that's the debtors book. That's another work that we are doing on the side.
Mm.
But what is important with the actual readings, we are saying to them, can we then say we're going to deal with your historical debt? But if in January we have given you a bill that is based on actual readings, can you pay that?
Okay.
And they're saying yes. So that's the other social contract that we need to make sure that we honor with the communities, because we said to them, we don't want to wait for until the historical debt is resolved for you to start working. So let's give you your accurate bills and then start paying, and then we'll deal with the historical debt.
The wavering of the interest that you offered to those who were interested in paying upfront a certain amount, is that going to be a strategy that you're going to continue with, or was that just maybe for a particular period?
So at that time, remember, we wanted to encourage as many people to convert their meters.
Mm.
And it's a target we didn't do very well on as mm-hmm. well. We were lucky that now the deadline was extended.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're saying to them, because obviously we are guided by the credit control policy, mm-hmm. we can't change a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But we said, let's just change the figure of the deposit
mm-hmm.
from the 29,000 to 3,000. And the reason for 3,000, that is the amount that we need to install prepaid meter
mm-hmm.
to replace the prepaid meter.
Yes.
So that was the rationale, and then we say the rest of the money that you owe us, then you can make an arrangement on when you're going to pay it. But in the first instance, let's regularize you and pay the minimum that we need to replace the meter, and then we talk about the rest.
Mayor, I've got Vusi here in Winterfeld on the line. Vusi, thanks for calling. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you for this fantastic opportunity.
Thank you, sir.
Firstly, I would like to thank the Most High for blessing us with this conscious leadership in Tshwane at this moment. With their open door policies, we've been able engaging with the communities. We've been able to have interaction with the leadership under our mayor, which was stipulating their projects and their way forward in terms of developing the city of Tshwane. I'm very happy today to inform the mayor that he has opened a vistas of opportunities, especially for our unemployed TVET graduates who did automotive trades with N6, and also our aspirant youth who wanted to enter into the automotive sector, because right now we will be joining the CET to implement the transformative policies in the automotive sector to create our own township automotive economy, and also to create our own new energy vehicles economy in Tshwane, so that we can be able to make sure that despite what is happening right now, our local automotive will remain, and then it will create jobs and employment and develop our own communities. I pray for that this leadership can be able to be successful in all their projects. Thank you, Mayor, and I hope that you, all of you as the team, you are united under one accord in one vision. Thank you.
Thank you, Bosi. Just quickly, Mayor, I know you've got to go, but just to touch on something that he's spoken of now, I know that there's an app that's coming up for better engagement. When will that be rolled out?
What is coming up?
The application that you're going to be rolling out, that you're going to be introducing for interaction with the residents?
Oh, so that one is in final stages. And I think in the today's, maybe next week, we'll have a day in which we're going to be launching and for the residents to start using it. I just don't have an exact date because the team was just finalizing the final test.
I just want to say before you leave, your office and your city got a special note from Eskom saying thank you for making payments. they say, not you, Eskom says they hardly ever release a statement like that ever. So when they do, it's something quite spectacular. So congratulations on the 6 million rand paid to Eskom, because I think it goes a long way for both stakeholders and residents in the long run. But just going forward, where would you like to see better improvement in some of the work that you're doing?
So I'm so touched by what Vusi was saying, because Winterfell, before I end, is going to just fit into what I want to say. You know, in Tshwane, they've been forgotten communities, and Winterfell, yeah. I mean, the first time I went there as a deputy mayor, I was like, this is not how people live. Mm. And they've been like, I think about 5 big projects that we then introduced in Winterfell in the past 3 months. And we've been very intentional about Winterfell, because I'm saying the kids that are growing up there, in 10 years' time, they must remember that there was a leadership that was us that thought of them. So I'm so glad that that's how our efforts are being received by the residents of Winterfell. But I think what is important now is that we can't dilly-dally around the issue of finances. We can't have another unfunded budget. So we've got very tough decisions to make, which may impact some services, but we'll communicate that to residents. But the first one is that we're taking an adjustment budget at the end of February that will set us up for a funded budget in March. That will be taking to communities for the next financial year. But whatever happens, the frontline services will not suffer. The projects that are budgeted for will be implemented and completed. But we will have to fix the institution, that the things that have been raised by the AG, where AG said this institution is on its knees. We need to fix that. Issues of performance will be non-negotiable. Accountability, issues of consequence management. Hence, part of our report, we reflected on the work that we are doing through the Consequence Management Committee, which include the referral of the 70 reports on financial misconduct by senior officials in the city. Mm. So we also recognize that we need to do some cleanup, but I must also say that I'm very encouraged by the men and women who are officials of the city, who are doing the best that they can under very difficult circumstances where there are no resources to serve the residents. But what the residents can look forward to, whatever we've done the first 3 months, that is about to be doubled up. But also now we need more sustainability. We need to slow down a bit, sustain, to make sure that in a year's time we have a stronger institution.
Executive Mayor of Tshwane, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Nasipi Moya. We hope to have a bigger conversation. We haven't touched on so many things, but thank you very much for giving us your time. I appreciate your time.
And thank you so much, sis, and take care.
Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.